What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I think 2 weeks in a row, it's time for
Super Bowl Super Browns! Yeah!
Audio courtesy of the UH Cleveland Browns Radio Network, your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan, and News 5 there with the quote that got everybody in a stir on the internet. But before we get into that, I thought Dylan Gabriel was pretty good. I don't know what Deontay Johnson and Blake Whitehart were doing, but I think Dylan Gabriel was pretty good. Didn't like the one handoff. We'll work on that, but I thought he was pretty good. It's making Kevin look better.
Questions need
to be asked. The question needs to be asked.
Did preseason game number 2 finally get you on Kevin Stefanski's side?
Well, we'll talk about that coming up at 6:24. All right. So, first off, do we think Dylan Gabriel can be a QB for us?
Back up, right?
Yeah. But so did he look like a competent NFL quarterback?
In a preseason game, yeah.
Oh, come on. Did he look like a competent NFL quarterback?
In preseason game number 2, I thought he did. Made some nails, third down throws.
Okay, let me re-ask it then in a different way. Did it make... you question Daryl and Zach and a few others about what they were seeing in practice?
No, not at all.
Oh, I think I have to beg the question.
I mean, it wasn't
Daryl and Zach later on.
It
today.
Wasn't just them. It was 100% of people that were at training camp.
I understand that.
Said but Dylan Gabriel looked terrible.
Not 100% because Lance Reisland said that he didn't look terrible. So that's not 100%.
He was not showering him with the praise that he showered Shedeur Sanders with. There was a clear difference.
Well, there was also one person in particular, Lance, who was not killing Dylan Gabriel. So the only thing I'm asking, I have to ask, should I ask Zach and Darryl? I'm not trying to pick a fight. Maybe I am. I guess I have to ask him what changed between practice and the game, because he doesn't seem to be a gamer. Like, well, I hope he's a gamer. A gamer is a person who really doesn't do well at all in practice and doesn't really focus on things, but when the lights come on, they turn on, it's like, well, you can't say nothing to the guy. But for Dylan Gabriel, like, the whole reason you took him is because of the study and the smarts and having to knowing how to run an offense. So that wouldn't be a gamer to me.
Yeah, but I asked going into the weekend, I'm like, there's no way he's just never going to have good moments. I saw him on some of the biggest stages of college football making awesome throws. Like, there's no way all of that was lost, like in a Deshaun Watson like way, like there had to be something there.
So you're pretty tepid in your praise of Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, but honestly, it not that far different from how I felt about Shedeur. I mean, Shedeur showed amazing ability to create these incredible plays, and then you saw like the worst play ever, him going backwards 40 yards. Like, all that's in there. It's the same stuff we saw in college. Mm. And I fully expect, like, guys, you know, finally, is this the first time that Dylan Gabriel's actually been able to not have the ball taken away from him after a throw or four throws? Like, there is it. You said, what's the difference? Why would there be such a difference between things we had seen in training camp to a preseason game? It's because they don't run you off the field after a series of throws or one throw. Like, you get to keep going. You're not splitting with three other quarterbacks, or most of the time it was two other quarterbacks, which is what we've always said from day one. And I think you've been with me on, since when do you ever split reps with four quarterbacks to try to either get one ready or to determine a pecking order?
That's good.
Like, that almost never happens.
Well, it happens here, I would assume so. Well, I don't know. I think the Philadelphia Eagles are almost... are they almost in the same spot? I mean, once we stop with this charade of Joe Flacco, is he the starter? Is he not a starter? That's going to end today. We'll stop with that charade today on is he a starter? Is he not a starter? Or tomorrow, whatever. So he'll be the starter.
That's funny. Why don't we know already? What are they waiting for? What's the strategic advantage?
Don't know.
Do they think they're keeping Cincinnati? Do they think they've got a horde of Cincinnati Bengals employees that are in the office just pouring over tape?
I don't wish I could tell you, but I don't know right off the top of my head. But if I looked at the Eagles depth chart going into Saturday, and I think you might agree with this. I mean, they had Jalen Hurts. Okay, he's definitely their starter. Everybody knows that. But then you had Tanner McKee, who seems to be entrenched at number two. And I think Dorian Thompson-Robinson might be the odd man out over there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Because I don't know if they're going to just move on from Kyle McCord. I know he was, sixth round, but I don't know. Everybody was talking about upside with him, so it almost becomes kind of the same conversation. Either way, I thought Dylan Gabriel played pretty well. I thought he played pretty well. There were a couple of bugaboos here and there, a couple of things that people wouldn't like, you know, the handoff with Pierre Strong, things like that. But the pick six, where, again, I don't – where the spacing – I have no idea. Like I saw the News 5 pro. I saw the News 5 production of it. I know what people are wanting to get to, and we'll get to it here in a second. The News 5 production. Then I actually saw Ross Tucker, and who's the guy who I thought he was just a voice guy?
Scott Graham.
Scott Graham. Yeah, I thought he was just. I didn't know he did play by play and TV and all that stuff. I was like, whoa, what is this voice? This is the guy. I go, wow, he's doing play by play. And Ross Tucker was fantastic on their side. Not that our people weren't fantastic, but Ross Tucker was great. He goes, what's the spacing? What is this? They're standing right next to each other. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, it was clearly.
And I know Deontay Johnson kind of got shoved off the spot, but.
Shocker.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. Immediately I started getting texts defending Dylan Gabriel about the pick six. I thought it showed something where he was able to go right back in. Because you're right. They don't just take you out and that's it after a pick six like that in a preseason game. He went right back out there. I thought the pass on the attempted screen to start off the next drive was way worse than the pick six pass, oddly enough. And then they were able to go down, get a field goal, get moving, and conduct an offense again. So I was happy with that. I was not set. You're never satisfied, but I was happy with that. But obviously, the big thing is the comment that we played during the open of the show, which was there's entertainers and competitors, and he's an entertainer. And immediately the internet went nuts, as the internet's willing to do.
He's a competitor.
Did I say entertainer? Yeah. I'm sorry. He's a competitor. He's not an entertainer. There's competitors and entertainers, and he's a competitor, not an entertainer. And immediately the internet went nuts and thought that was a shot at Shador Sanders. So I want to play the entire question and the answer. Now, Aditi's going to join us at 7:20 today. Here's Aditi talking to Dylan Gabriel on Channel 5. Hit it.
You gave us some fabulous wisdom on how you tune out the noise and you don't let it infiltrate yourself. Will you share that with everybody at home?
It's just part of it. You know, there's entertainers and there's competitors.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And I totally understand that. And my job is to compete. And that's what I'm focused on doing. Of course, we're doing this mid-game, but, you know, it's something that I'll get used to and just want to be the best team that I can and create an environment where we can all go do our best work. That's all we want to do.
So somebody definitely said something to him after the game that the internet was getting worked up about this sort of commentary, because there was an explanation later on with questions in a post-game press conference that Dylan Gabriel conducted. So here is his first explanation of the entertainers versus competitors line. Go ahead.
All you in this room are entertainers. You have a job to do, and I respect it, right? And I'm a competitor, so I have a job to do as well. Understanding that, that's how I've lived by, and I've said that multiple times, so definitely not a new quote, but something that I've definitely said before.
Did anybody find evidence that he had said that before?
I don't.
Did we have the internet sleuths on it?
You remember the time where you and I were going, what's keep the main thing the main thing? And we didn't know, and people were like, Ken, people have been saying that for years. And then that's all I've heard ever since is keep the main thing the main thing. Here's him continuing further. He says it was not a shot at his teammate, Shador Sanders.
I'm all about our team, you know what I mean, and each other. I would never make that, and I've said it before, that's why it's interesting. But for me, I've explained it. Entertainers are you all, competitor, that's what I am, and all my teammates, and we both have jobs to do. That's it.
All right, go ahead. What did you think?
Obviously, when I just saw the quote, which is, I think how 99% of people, I mean, yes, there were people watching it live, but I think 99% of the people that saw this quote relayed to them in a group thread, on a Reddit board, or just at the feast where we were, I think they all assumed it was a shot at Shedeur Sanders. And so did some people here at the station as those messages were making the rounds. Eventually, I think it was like an hour and a half later, I saw the full clip. I'm like, oh, okay, it makes sense.
I didn't immediately think that. Am I being naive? I didn't immediately think.
You didn't immediately think what?
I didn't think it was a shot at Shedeur Sanders at first.
What'd you think it was?
I just thought, honestly, I just thought he was just saying there's entertainers and competitors, and I'm a competitor, and that's it, because I think that he knows that people have been saying things about him at camp. That's the way, I swear to you, that's the way I thought it on my kids. I know you guys don't care if I swear on my kids, but I'm just telling you, I thought that everybody was...
Now you normally swear at your kids when I'm on the phone with you.
Well, that too. But I thought that people were bagging on him during camp. Mm. He didn't do anything to dissuade him. I mean, it was just not very good performances. And then he went out there and he played. So I thought he was thinking his play let everybody know that he wasn't a bad QB.
Part of it is for all the people, I think, that have made their minds up on who these guys are just from camp or from what... the host you either like or despises or the reporter you like or despises is saying about them. And I think what happens is some of it gets lost in translation. Like, you're projecting, because imagine, we said this, that the day that Dillon Gabriel, the moment he got drafted by the Browns in the third round, had to be one of, if not the biggest moment of his life, right? And then two rounds later, they go and take another guy at your position, at a position you never see. Like, you've seen two running backs. I mean, Dylan Sampson and Quinshon Judkins. I mean, I have seen teams do that. I've seen teams take multiple offensive linemen. I don't know how many times I've ever seen, especially in the third and fifth round. Maybe you'd see a team take a quarterback in the first round, and that's the future. And then maybe a dart in the sixth round. And it's like, well, we'll see if he makes a team. You never see this. So I think what happened was, immediately, fans chose their fighter, right? We're either going to take Shedeur or we're going to, I mean, I don't know who took Kenny Pickett, but he was already here. They either took Shedeur or Dillon Gabriel. Most took Shedeur because for obvious reasons. And then they got in battle mode on whichever guy it was. And then they aligned themselves with the people that agreed with them or disagreed with them. And they aligned themselves with the reporters that said things, or they went to battle with the reporters that said something, and so on and so on. And so if you saw that in a text, on a Reddit board, on social media, if it got sent to you that warriors versus entertainers versus competitors, like, yeah, you're going to project how you felt about this thing the entire time. And if you hate Shedeur Sanders and you love Dillon Gabriel or vice versa, you're going to jump to a conclusion on what he said, especially if you didn't hear the context. If you didn't hear anything else, I am shocked that you, just hearing him, didn't think there was either an ulterior motive or a message. I mean,
I'm willing to say I was naive if you thought I was being naive.
Because you would have been right.
Well, there might be something. Well, yeah, but still, there might be something subconsciously where I'm trying to hold on to this thing without getting it into a mess. I mean, there's been plenty of people saying that this quarterback search is a mess. And I go, is it really a mess? They just haven't said that Joe Flacco is the guy right off. But I think common sense said that he was the guy. If you were under the assumption that Joe was going to be the starter for the season, I don't think it's a mess. But I'm just holding on, like, is it a mess yet? Have they made it a mess yet? So in my want to not make it a mess, am I overlooking some cues? Now, he explained it pretty well in the post. That's where I would take it.
Is the video put out without the question then? Because it's not that much harder to rewind another 7 seconds and put the question out there.
Oh, there's a good line. They're seizing right?
It was the NFL. That's my point. It wasn't random guy. It wasn't McNeil. It wasn't, you know, your normal Browns fan that is putting it out there. This was the NFL that put that out there. I'm on the video right now. It's got almost 2 million views from the NFL.
Yeah.
Not from anyone else. Not from the Browns.
And by the way, most of those people will never see that it was clarified. No one will ever see the full context.
Correct.
Like, they went to bed last night, 2 days later, going, oh, did you see the Browns? They got quarterbacks feuding. That's just what it's going to be.
I mean, that's their job. I mean, the NFL, he's not, this is crazy to say, he is not an entertainer. He's a competitor. The NFL is all about entertainment. That's an entertaining quote. There's entertainers and there's competitors, and my job is to compete. That's what the NFL put out on their Twitter account, and they quoted Dylan Gabriel. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what the NFL wants.
And it's incredible because it's the most inopportune, unintentional slip. Like, he didn't make a mistake or anything like that, but it was something that could be confused as these guys don't like each other.
Yeah.
And so the Browns, who are never going to get the benefit of the doubt, they just never are. That may be a little bit here in Cleveland, but they're never going to get the benefit of the doubt around the country. It's going to be perceived as circus. It's a disaster. When I watch First Take, they're talking about Shador and are the Browns sabotaging him? Has he been held hostage?
That'd be interesting today.
This is where people who have taken this all in nationally are going to jump to that conclusion.
You think a show like that will? You think a show like that will leave the context out today?
I think maybe they will show that there was a quote controversy, but come on, they got to have some journalistic integrity.
Is that show more interested in entertainment, or is that show more interested in competing?
They're interested in entertainment.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.